Welcome to Phil and Maud's audio blog. I'm Phil, and this week we're talking about the way we resolve problems without conflict. What, you might say? Can you avoid conflict in your relationship? Oh, absolutely. And we don't mean avoid as in ducking out of the room when it looms. No, we're talking about negotiating differences without descending into recriminations, counterattacks, hostility, hurt feelings, and battle scars. We never go there, and you don't have to either, because we have a process which we use to make decisions, solve problems, and create mutual solutions. You too can apply this in your relationship, and you'll find that the more you do it, the easier and the more enjoyable it will become. So this is what you do. First, set the scene. When you're breaking patterns and forming new ones, it helps to be aware of all aspects of what you're doing and to bring your own presence and consciousness with you to the experience. When you and your partner have a decision to make or a problem to solve, approach it with a sense of adventure. This is going to be something different from what you're used to doing. The two of you are on the same side and are looking to find a creative answer together. Start by choosing a time and place that allows for a relaxed exchange. That rules out breakfast time before work. Make sure you're both comfortable and that you won't be interrupted or hurried, so you can give each other and what you're doing your full attention. Start out by holding hands or being in physical contact, and proclaim to each other that you're on the same side and are looking for a place of mutual agreement. Relax, empty your minds of everything, and prepare to enjoy yourselves. The next thing you need to do is to speak personally. A quotation: communication is to relationship what breathing is to maintaining life. That's from Virginia Satir in Making Contact. Fully share your thoughts and feelings to the issue, speaking one at a time. Practice active listening. This means paying full attention to what your partner is saying and to their body language as well. So don't be preparing answers in your head while your partner is talking. Pay attention and truly hear what your mate is saying. It's a great opportunity for a deeper sense of intimacy and getting to know each other even better. You've got to be very careful with your language. Avoid using the finger-pointing you and speak from your I instead. That means instead of saying, "You close the window," say, "I want the window open." When you're sharing like this about yourself, not making accusations, each of you will be able to relax and trust that you're working together towards a solution. Another quotation: statements which begin "you never" or "you always" are usually ones that generate far more heat than they do illumination. The actual difficulties cannot be clarified when they're being buried under a slag heap of wide-ranging, irrelevant denunciations. That's from Maggie Scarfe in Intimate Partners. Don't criticize each other's sharing. Just listen and learn. You're both involved in a process which will bring forth unexpected new resolutions. Trust the process and stay open. As you continue to share, you'll find that something new and unexpected begins to happen. Other solutions, ideas, and possibilities begin to appear. These are not ideas or positions that come from just one of you. They are something different that emerges from your joint selves, from your union. What you're doing is exploring together. Take your time. Don't try to rush towards a final outcome. Enjoy the time together, talking, listening, and being heard. Enjoy being accepted and not criticized. It feels so good to remember an experience that you are truly on the same side. Keep open to discovery without pushing for being right or wanting a specific foregone conclusion. And you have to trust this process. When you first practice it, you and your partner may falter, but that's okay. The other person can help keep things on track. If you find yourself getting defensive, argumentative, or losing that feeling of connection with your partner, remember, this is something you both want. Speak about how you're feeling without blaming. Reiterate to each other that it is your belief and intention to find mutual solutions. gentle physical contact and facing and looking at each other always helps. Even though you might not see it yet, believe a result is possible and that the two of you want to reach it together. I'd like to finish with a quotation from our book. The results of this process are quite surprising, and you'll discover a real sense of pleasure at tackling the issue together. As ideas, viewpoints, and feelings are exchanged between the two of you, the results go way beyond either of your original concepts, and you'll reach a place that works for both of you that neither of you imagined initially. It's not a product of compromise, but rather something your openness and acceptance of each other has created. You may have changed your position as a result of this process, but you have not been forced to give anything up. After using this approach on a few problems, you get a feel for it, literally. A sense of delight and intimacy arises when you find a mutual solution. Your positive experiences accumulate and bring with them assurance and peace, combined with the knowledge that, acting in union, you can find answers and resolutions that are far more than either of you have conceived of alone. This style is something that can be cultivated. Seek for the positive and come from love. It feels and works so much better than manipulation, force, pressuring, anger, self-righteousness, control, or separation. Most of all, it's important to remember that this is not some hard, heavy struggle. You're playing, sharing your individual selves while actively co-creating the we. This is a dance you're doing together. Make it light and make it joyful. We wish you much delight as you experience this process and the surprising transformation it brings. That was a quotation from our latest book, How to Have a Successful Relationship, from the chapter on Our Process. For a more in-depth understanding of our process, you can get the book from Amazon. Well, that's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed this. Find more about it and follow us at philandmaud.com.